Hello.
Hello.
I totally got this, and it put me with some random person, and they were like, hi, and I was like,
Goodbye.
I literally was like, done. Just done. So, mate, I felt so bad, but yeah. How's your week been?
Uneventful as always. What did I do this past week?
Sleep.
I was talking to friends more this week because a week ago today I turned 22. Nice. So it's mainly just been like a couple of my friends trying to call and catch up.
It's a happy late podcast birthday from us.
Thank you.
I've recently restarted Buffy from season 5 because I finished at the end of season 4 and I was like, I need to like watch the rest again. Like, period. It's Buffy the freaking Vampire Slayer. Like, but for me, she's always going to be Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. No, I see it. I feel like she's a mix of like... I knew her mainly as Buffy, so she's primarily Buffy, but I do kind of remember her as...
Daphne.
I didn't just forget her name. Daphne, thank you.
It's mush. The brain is mush.
There are two people who look... I believe it's Sarah Michelle Gellar, who is Buffy. But there is... I am just Googling it. A while ago, I think... I realize there's another actress that looks very, very similar. I'm just trying to find...
Here's a nice little fact for you. You know Freddie Prinze Jr. that played Fred in the Scooby-Doo movies?
Mm-hmm.
Him and Sarah Michelle Gellar are married.
Ooh. I found it. So
who is it?
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt look so much alike. So Jennifer Love Hewitt was Ghost Whisperer on Ghost Whisperer.
Oh, I used to watch that a lot.
You have to Google them with I know. You have to look at the pictures of next to each other. It is uncanny how much alike they look.
Are you on about more like the jawbones, like the sunken in? Like I'm trying to do a fish look, but like.
I'm just looking at a picture of their faces and I think there are a lot of similarities, like kind of the cheekbones, the smile a little bit. I don't know.
Very much the late 90s, early 2000 babe look, aren't they? Like,
yeah. Well, are you kidding me? I had the biggest crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt because I always thought, and please don't come at me for it, I always thought Jennifer Love Hewitt also played Buffy because I was like, oh, it's the same actress. And then I realized there was two of them, and I quickly realized I had two female crushes.
Sacrebleu! I don't know if that's the real word for sacrilege. I think French sacrilege.
Sacrebleu!
That's the one. I very much love my Jennifer Love Hewitt.
They're gorgeous.
she's an iconic scream queen in my eyes. Right, I've got a really cute little fact to start this. Well, I think it's cute. Some people may not. Let's put this out there, right? In 2007, a married couple in Bosnia started cheating in online chat rooms. When they decided to meet in person, they realized they had been cheating on each other with each other. Now, is that a modern love story? Or is that a... I'd be sat there like, fuck. I've been caught out.
I don't know what I would think. I mean, on one hand, I could see like somebody, a woman in that situation being upset if there was something that this guy was doing differently with the quote unquote different online woman that was her. Because she'd probably be sat there asking, why isn't he doing it for me then? But I also feel like that there's a small chance it could have brought them back together. Like,
because they realize they do have more in common. I just dropped my ring.
Yeah. It's going down.
Oh no.
I'm yelling
timber. I'm yelling.
I don't know if I'll be able to get that right now. Where the hell is it?
A later problem's a later problem.
Got it.
That was funny. I feel I messed up the bed doing that. So, yeah. I don't know if that's a modern love story, but I just thought that was a nice little one to kickstart today's episode off with. Hit me with that.
That is pretty cute. So, this one is cute, but canine cute.
No, it's a woof woof.
Actually, I'm going to save the puppy one. I want to start with what I found about jaguars, which I still think is adorable. In South America, jaguars seek out the roots of kapi plant and gnaw on them until they start to hallucinate. Jaguars love to get high, and it is widespread and observable in the South American forests. I have not seen that when I've gone back to Guyana, which is in South America, but I have a new goal in life.
Do you get jaguars in Guyana? That's my question right now.
Yes, you can get big cats like that. And so on one of the islands, Wakenham specifically, on the outside there's like the houses. I think 2 or 3 years ago they finally got like a proper road. Before that it was just a dirt track around the island. But on the inside, that's where people have like their rice fields, where they have land to plant things, planting fields, banana fields, whatever you can think of. But because on the inside it is still fairly bush, like people don't really go inside and like cut things down to build things over there unless it's like little sheds and stuff, so it still doesn't do much damage to the wildlife. But if you're lucky, I think there's a certain part of the interior of the island where it's so very bushy where you can see jungle cats, anacondas. I've seen an anaconda.
Did you just call a jaguar a jungle cat?
I mean, I think we get other things than jaguars as well, so I kind of try to generalize.
I'm sorry, but you just called them jungle cats. That is so cute. That's like melted my heart. Like I now cannot see like them ripping apart something that like Puss in Boots eyes. Like
that is while how hallucinating I see them, that
they get in a back rub.
That's how I've always seen them though. Like they have big murder mittens, but they got the big eyes. They got the sweet looks. And they could rip your throat out if you looked at them the wrong way, but they're cute.
I love that fact. That one has got to be one of my top favorite facts, like, literally. Oh, is that an open talk we have?
It is.
Weird facts. The weird fact I like to do is be naked, like I am right now.
Thank you for sharing, but that was a little more than we needed to know. Also, my dear, live your life, be true to you, but you might be on the wrong podcast.
Oh, boy. Mate, if my voice went hurt, like, it's strained from, screaming dick right now. Oh, I would have been so much higher. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, I don't know if it is hilarious. I don't know if I should be... Right, let's move on. Fast and swift. Researchers taught African grey parrots to buy food using tokens and then paired them up, giving one parrot 10 tokens and the other 0. Without being rewarded, parrots would give some tokens to their broke partners so that everyone could eat. Now that is cute.
That's wholesome.
Like, normally I see African grey parrots and put them in a cracker. And normally it's like they're swearing. But like, that's just too cute. Like, I'm just looking at this African grey parrot's eyes right now. And it's like, can humans take a little leaf out of this book? Like, can we, go and start just giving money to people that need it. Like, hello, my window's open.
They're such cute birds, though.
They are. My granddad had one, and he taught it to shout, "Help!" I want to do it in a, well, I'm going to do it in a voice. Let's do it in a voice. It went, "Help! I'm trapped! Help! I'm trapped!" So it sounded like a person screaming for help. I just found that absolutely hilarious. Like, when my mum told me that, I was like, are you joking me? And he also told my mum that he found a chicken that's called a silky, right? And they have the really fluffy feet. But when he was younger, he told my mum and her three brothers that it was a dino bird.
A dino
bird. So they believed my granddad came home from work with a dino bird.
I am never going to look at a chicken the same. They're all little dino birds.
They are. Well, they're actually the closest thing we're ever going to see to a T-Rex. Apparently. Genetically, they are very, very close to T-Rexes. I've probably mentioned it to you before.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's crazy to think, though. They're so genetically close, but we use them as food. A T-Rex would use us as food.
It's proper switch, and it's like it switched right around. I wonder what's going to eat us next. I have a feeling that insects are the one to take over the world next, like they used to way before the dinosaurs.
I'll be happy if feeling. The answer is not cannibal. I think that's all I can say at this point.
As long as we don't eat ourselves.
I can tell I've been watching a lot of murder mysteries.
Well, good girl. Who else wouldn't want to watch murder mysteries? Right, hit me up with a bat.
So here's the cute dog one.
Yay.
Dogs will sneeze to tell other dogs that they're playing. So when they're playing rough, it doesn't turn into a fight. I don't know about you, but watching Nova... Well, before the pandemic, when everyone wasn't scared of each other, Nova would start on the leash, of course, start playing with the dog. And she would do that, and I was wondering, why every time before Nova really starts to play, does she do a big sneeze? And that was probably why, like, for the most part, like, it was very obvious
don't
she was sneezing,
me,
but
Mom.
After that, it was, like, good to go.
Isn't it? Bad, like, going, like, rough playing with dogs that I've had, like, in families of the past. And it's very much like, what the hell? Like now I think, like, if they sneezed at me, I didn't tickle their nose hairs, they were just thinking I was being too rough, and yet I carried on. I now feel really bad.
No, so the dog will sneeze just to let who they're playing with know that it's play, so it doesn't get too rough. They don't sneeze to say that it's too rough.
Okay.
So they sneeze just to be like, hey, I'm not actually mad. Just messing around. This isn't like a fight. Just wanted to play.
Oh. See, now I'm seeing it as when my dog accidentally bit me and she just went... And I actually thought it was rude, but she thought I tasted bad. Now I see it's her way of apologizing.
Well, now you know, before you play with a dog, just sneeze on them. Or at them.
Right. As I look through my select of facts, this one pops up. Silky chickens are well known for their calm, friendly temperament and are among the most docile of poultry and are considered as an ideal pet.
Aww.
That's not really a fact, but it just comes with what we were talking about the other day. This one interested me because I was meant to send you this last night because it did set me off to sleep, and I did have a good night's sleep after doing what this fact says. There's a song that's been proven to reduce anxiety by 65%, and it's called Weightless by Marconi Union, and it was specifically designed to slow your heart rate, reduce blood pressure, and lower cholesterol levels. So effective that it's dangerous to drive while listening to it because it can make you drowsy.
I now have that pinned as a tab on my Google. I will listen to that tonight.
Good, because it starts off like the actual music video is amazing, right? Because it's like drones, and it's drones doing like synchronized drone dancing. But I proper looked at this one last night and I thought, I need to see if it works. And I'm laying in bed and I think, oh, actually, I think it uses certain binaural beats. And I listen to binaural beats before I go to sleep. So it uses like certain binaural beats and it just sort of, I think it helps us drift you off into that, like, do you know what I mean? Like that the place of unconsciousness is lovely. But yeah, I can't wait to hear you try it.
I will let you know how it goes. I'm actually quite excited. Please do. I would not mind a good night's sleep.
I had another one last night. Don't do it straight after this podcast because we got to talk. We got comedy to watch.
Oh my God.
I just dropped another ring.
It's going down.
I'm yelling, ringer!
I feel like. I know nobody's going to understand this, but last night, me and Ryan were watching this comedian. I believe Jim Davidson?
Yeah. Jim Davidson.
Cool. And his whole bit was that he would get piss drunk and go out on stage. And from this, me and Ryan have taken. Are you ready? Shit on my shoe. But to tie it in as a weird fact, a gnu is a large, dark African antelope with a long head, a beard, a mane, and a sloping back. That's kind of like a wildebeest. Oh, the other name for a gnu is a wildebeest.
I don't think he knew that, but I'm glad I know that. What the fuck? Did you actually go and like? Were you just? Did you like Google that to see what it was? You did, didn't you?
Maybe.
Like you literally put.
And I might have done it when the podcast. Yeah, literally. What is a gnu?
It's a wildebeest.
So,
oh, I love
in
it.
Essence, it makes it funnier knowing that he now wants a wildebeest to poop on his shoe.
Oh, I like it. I do like that one. No! Sorry, something was playing up.
Yes.
So, trying to change our topic. See if we get any more people who want to come in. But it's not letting me reset the topic. Which is annoying. Currently we have zero listeners, but it's cool because this is going out on YouTube anyway and we will have tons more.
This is going to be a very entertaining podcast because I just remembered this isn't going to be it for the life of the podcast. It's going other places. People are going to hear about the gnu in other places.
Oh, I love that. We're carrying on the gnu thing, right? So for this fact, it's a short one, but I have two of these lovely creatures, and this is another reason why I don't let them go outside, and they're cats, because cats have been blamed for the global extinction of 33 species.
Oh, wow.
Like, they are on par with being underneath humans. I think they are second, or most likely second, underneath humans for mass extinction of other species. They're terrors, but we love them so much because they look like sphinxes. Like, I love cats, but they're going ahead and killing things.
Yeah.
It's like I laugh because we have vegan friends and I love them to bits, but I like it that they don't feed their cat vegan food because they know for a fact if they fed him vegan food, he would just go out and murder something anyway.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for the broccoli, Mom, but now I'm going out and getting this mouse.
So, a friend of mine, a number of years ago, like this is back when I was quite young, she had two cats. And one of them started to get kind of particular with food. They realized later in life that it was diabetes. But at one point, they started feeding him, I think it was, I don't know if it was vegetarian or vegan, but it was without meat because they thought that maybe it was the meat that was too hard on his stomach, because he was quite old. I think he was about 16 in human years, so a nicely aged calf. But as a 16-year-old, like, elderly, grumpy male cat, he had this bed, and it was like a blanket over the bottom of the cat bed. They were cleaning it out one day, because I looked really comfortable. But they were cleaning it out one day because there's a smell in the basement where the bed was. They picked up the blanket. There was about, I think they said, 12 dead mice or something under there. And some of them had been half eaten. Some of them had just been caught and left there.
It's like when my mum moved her fridge when she was moving, and there was a mummified mouse behind that. Like, obviously, it's none of our fault, but it obviously got stuck.
I can do you a better one. I had a hamster that ran away.
And you found it. Mummified.
Moved the oven, and it hadn't been cooked. But it was there. And it had been there for a little while.
Oh no. Most probably more than likely died of thirst.
I know.
But like, their fault for running out, man. Like, that's like us running away and falling in a ditch and not realizing. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't run away from, like, your house. That's the lesson for mice and hamsters to escape. Don't run away from your house because you die. And we will take that into the human world. Run away and you die. No, that's not exactly true, but, like...
Yeah, if anybody's thinking of running away, be careful, because you're going to die.
Die. And be a gnu with shit on your shoe.
I've got this feeling that, on one hand, for us, it made this better, but for everybody else, they're going to be like, why a gnu? Why a gnu?
Just for everybody, it's Jim Davidson's Cinderella. You can find it on YouTube. But he has a bloke, another actor called Charlie Drake, who's the one that gets, like, drunk. I'm going to be looking at his comedy sketches later, because they've got to be hilarious. Hit me up with a fact, Lils.
I would love to, but a little bit of a warning. This one starts cute, doesn't end so cute.
Like running away from your home and dying.
Something like that, I guess. So, an orca, also known as a killer whale, can put a shark to sleep by turning it over on its back. The orca then drowns the shark, only to eat the liver and the tongue. But my question is, there's a lot more shark than a liver and a tongue, so why not make a meal of it?
Maybe because, don't you know what? I'm going to put it out there bluntly. I don't like the term killer whale because it, like, just because it's a toothless, it's a whale with teeth practically. The other ones are baleen whales, so they don't have teeth. They have more brushes, so they filter feed, really, essentially. But they still have chunks of fish that go in their belly back. But just because killer whales, like, go and eat things, why do they need to be branded as killers? Like, they're just doing what it's. In fact, every whale's a killer. A blue whale kills krill. But we don't mind about that. But the fact they put a shark, they go for the intricate detail of, like, flipping the shark over, then they drown it, then just, like, I want to know, do they get a knife and fork and just, like, make small incisions just to, like, the liver out and just, you know, and then leave the rest?
Another good point. How do they get the liver out?
For them to just take the tongue and the liver, almost as bad as the shark fin industry, right? Where they just take the fins and leave the shark to drown themselves afterwards. So, in my fact...
I was just going to say, this isn't good news, but the shark has already been drowned before it's been eaten. Don't think that's going to make anybody feel better, but... Do that.
Yeah, we take humans actually take the fins off the shark while the shark is alive, and then just whack
them back to die. I know.
Yeah, it's, you know, because
horrible.
They're made out of cartilage. They don't feel whatever. Right.
You're right there, right?
the person who's gone through all this, thank you for doing this. I'm going to say, because I would not do this, and I wouldn't know unless somebody had done this. Like somebody who drank cow's milk and went, "Oh, that tastes nice." Earthworms are 82% protein, rich in omega-3, and pair well with cumin and curry, and they reportedly taste like bacon. I'm now put off my morning fry up because I'm just going to look at streaked bacon. I like worms.
To say about that, because I mean, in some cultures they do rely on bugs as a source of protein, so I'm not like, I don't want to bash it, but to me, I could not get that down. If somebody put like the best looking fry up in front of me and went, "We didn't have bacon, I'm sorry, so we substituted it with worms," I think I'd pass.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, say it's the end of the world, we're in a zombie apocalypse, what do we want? Right, so we found some bit of cumin and curry powder, we'll go out and dig up some earthworms. Blah, I don't know if I'd be able to, I'd rather eat canned dog food than go out and dig up earthworms. I'm sorry, well, they'd just be eating other insects' poo. I can't, no, not even in
well,
my...
Well, technically soil is... worm excrement, so I think that made it worse instead of better.
Oh, it did. That was, yeah, that is absolutely not okay in the slightest. Oh no, so somebody's gone out there and said, right, we're gonna put some worm with cumin and curry powder, eat it while it's been eating its friend's shit.
Technically, like, we walk on worm poop quite a lot.
Well, I'm grateful for them doing that, okay? But for eating it and then us eating it, nah. Hit me up with another fact before I regurgitate my dinner from last week.
I would love to. Here is a more ridiculous one that I had to stop and laugh at. When trains were introduced in the US, many people believed that women, and quote, "Women's bodies were not designed to go at 50 miles an hour," end quote, and that, quote, "uteruses would fly out of their bodies as if they were accelerated to that speed," end quote.
What?
So, it doesn't give me, like, a time range for this, and I've heard this before. I feel like I've heard this when I did American history in high school. But when trains were introduced, it was believed that, quote, "women's bodies were not designed to go at 50 miles an hour, and their uteruses would fly out of their body if they were accelerated to that speed." So essentially, the body would go on the train, but the uterus would be left behind.
Sorry, honey, I can't have babies tonight. Why is that? My uterus is on its way to Luton. Do you know what? I say science is a brilliant thing, but some scientists go way and beyond, I swear. Ah, Jesus Christ.
But
no.
Ooh. That's just... But that also kind of makes it sound like we've got like a flap somewhere that when we go past a certain speed, it's like, all right, just leave that bit behind. Leave that bit behind.
Wouldn't that like make C-sections 10 times bloody easier as well?
Oh yeah, just while you're in labor.
Imagine having that flap, like, and you open the flap up and you're like, "Hey baby, oh, you still got another 8 months to go," but poking you in the cell like head. Oh no.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh. That's not where I thought that was going.
We've got so many weird thoughts on this one. Right, so is that an open talk I just heard?
Yes, you did.
Ooh.
I left my uterus on the TTC. Thanks for reminding me. I need to go pick it up.
It's a good job. It's a good job I know this person, because obviously this would add into the last open talk we had, where the bloke openly admitted that he was sat there listening to us naked. So, like...
I would just like to point out, the TTC is the public transit system in Toronto. So that's buses, trains, streetcars, whatever else.
She's left her uterus flying around Canada. Well done.
Oh. Knocking around in the back of the train?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Speak for yourself.
So in 1952, the Great Thick Yellow Smog took over London for 5 days and killed more than 4,000 people. It was so bad that people on the street could not even see their own feet. Some of the people who died didn't even suffer from any lung problems. They died by falling and drowning in the Thames as they couldn't see the river. Now, if you lived by a river, surely you would know where that river is.
Wouldn't you be able to hear it, though? Or maybe no, you think you're just walking alongside of it. That's true.
You probably hear like a little bit of wavage. Wavage. but... I don't know. I think that's a cover-up to try and say that smog didn't kill people in London, because it was very much an industrial fault, due to factories and all that lot. But wow, the falling, I get, like, oh shit, missed a step, cracked my neck. But the drowning and falling into the Thames, like,
well, I guess nobody would be able to see if you had fallen in, so they couldn't go in to help, but depending on how thick the fog was, you might not be able to see the size of the river either. You wouldn't know which direction you were going in if it was really that disorienting.
That's true. They say they didn't even see they couldn't even see their feet.
Yeah.
That's madness. And I thought the fog on Call of Duty Warfare was thick. And this is thick. Sorry, I mean the players are thicker. No. Right. what fact have you got for us?
Here's one that kind of relates to us being giggly. Well, relates to laughter, but we've been pretty giggly through this. If you laughed when you're getting tickled, you're actually experiencing a form of panic. So when somebody is tickling you, the laughter that is produced from it is a panic response.
So, but were we panicking last night?
Well, I don't know about you, my dear, but I was not being tickled. It's specifically when you're being tickled, the laughter is the panic response.
Well, talking about panicking, one of my turtles right now, my yellow blotched map, has heard my voice and me laughing and is panicking because he can't get back into the dock. Yes, I can see you. Hi. So I'm literally... Like, I'm gonna try and be quiet. I scared Safi off the dock though. She was like, "Nope, not having this today. Not today.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan." So yeah, no. Like, I was sincerely being tickled by something last night. Because my ribs ached. After, I'm a good new. We shit on my shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, when I say that now, right, I just think of a wildebeest walking through lion poo. Simba, you do not cross that great divide, for your poo will be walked upon the wildebeest. Oh my life. I can't deal with this. Oh! Well, we have been on for a good half an hour, which is normally our quota. So I think we will leave it on the giggly note before we do too much damage to ourselves for this week's episode of Weird Facts. I mean, it's been absolutely brilliant. I think we've plucked a few good ones from the bag this week.
I think over everything and anything else, we've just been super giggly. Ridiculously giggly.
And I haven't even had any edibles. They don't do them here over in the UK. So this is really good. So yeah, I think we should wrap up. Like I said, we've done an amazing job this week with picking out some facts. And I think we should channel this energy for next week's one as well, which will be again Monday, but we're going to do it an hour later at 9 o'clock, I believe. So we should do it that then. So it'll be 4 o'clock for you in Canada.
Yeah.
And if you're anywhere else in the time, in the world, you do the math, sort time out yourself. So yeah, we will sort that out. And I'm going to say goodbye to you, Leela. Thank you for coming on tonight and enjoy sharing me your amazing facts about traveling uteruses. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to shit on my shoe. And sharing me that, you know, wildebeests like to walk around with poo on their hooves.
I was, funny enough, going to thank you for the gift of I'm a gnu, shit on my shoe. I don't know why it's so funny. It's just the whole thing.
Oh, I can't. Do you know what? I am so glad that gnu didn't mean something else that we really didn't know, and we just plastered it everywhere, and it turned out to be some sort of fascist or racist sentence. But it's not. I'm so glad of that. It's a wildebeest.
I knew it was a type of animal because I've heard the term gnu before. I'm pretty sure I laughed at it then as well. But wildebeest, gnu. The more you know.
Well, shit on its shoe. Right, I will speak to you guys. Well, I will speak to you later, Lils. And then, yeah, we will crack on with this next week. Guys, if you are listening, please subscribe to us on here on Stereo. This goes out to Spotify. And also to YouTube tomorrow as part of Weird Facts Wednesdays series. Me and Leela are looking at doing a nice long live with you guys concerning a mystery that has plagued Canada for a good few years. And I'm just going to keep it on that one. But we're doing our research and we will bring it to you. So subscribe, like, follow, and enjoy the rest of your week. Until then, sleep tight. I said sleep tight, but carry on, my dear.
I was going to say, we've also been talking about doing a sit down and have a drink with us kind of thing.
Yes.
To make it a little more personal, get to know us, get to know what giggly humans we are.
Oh, we're very giggly. I mean, under 18s, not welcome.
Yeah, this is going to be an adult event. If you can drink, please join. If you are over 18 but cannot yet legally drink, grab some sparkling apple cider and come sit down and chat with us.
Yes. So yeah, we'll leave it on that giggly note. Oh, and if you're listening to this on Spotify or YouTube, please check out this the app we're using called Stereo and join in on our live sessions, which are normally 8 p.m. on a Monday UK time, but we're changing it to 9, which will be 4 p.m. Canadian time. And as we always say, Leela, if you don't know the time where you are, do the maths. Right, okay. I will see you later, my love.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.